Welcome to the Bicycle Media Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the health of the cycling industry.
Not a lot of people had that tone that just said, ride whatever bike you want to ride.
Try and really focus and make sure the rider has a great experience.
There's a couple of things about building a custom bike.
What these e-bikes can do,
the customer just wouldn't take no for an answer kind of thing.
So I think in a way we're in a sweet spot where we don't have all this stuff tying us down.
We just discussed about making the cycling industry more welcoming for women.
The bike mechanic was right there on the floor.
Something that Wear has really done well in the last couple of years is driven by rock and roll.
It's quite hard for them to train when they don't know what they're training for.
Since again, we believe that our bodies are very smart.
We definitely tend to look forward a lot more.
I started to demystify things.
But if you don't have the right staff, that's game over.
You're not selling at that point, you're educating.
Our intent is to educate both motorists and cyclists.
Well, here we go. Talking with Paul McCarthy, and he is the GRP specialist as well as event coordinator for Giant Group of Canada. And our conversation just talks a lot about what it takes to release one of their stores. You ever been to a Giant official retail store? They're beautiful. I love them. I love the consistency. I love what they do. And I had an opportunity to work with a few of the retail locations throughout Western Canada, formerly Giant Edmonton, as well as Giant White Rock, Giant Langley, doing things for social media, search marketing, digital marketing, video production. We did Edmonton Bike Shop TV, got a little bit of airtime, CBC Radio 1. So I have a lot of experience working with the brand assets and seeing the POS and the consistency throughout the store. So very cool stuff. Without further ado, this is Paul McCarthy of Giant Group Canada. So I'd love to just start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and the work you do for Giant Canada.
Okay, perfect. So I've been working with Giant Group Canada for 3 years now here in Vancouver. And before that, I managed a successful bike store in North Vancouver. I've been living in Canada for over 8 years now. So my experience has been in the bike industry for the last couple of years. Before that, being involved in events, live consumer events and sporting events. So my particular position within Giant has two-prong attack. I'm the GRP specialist. So what involves there is I deal with our Giant retailers, our retail partners. And that's everything from your local bike store who stocks Giant bicycles and parts to our flagship Giant stores across the country. I do everything from the POS that you see in the stores, the look and feel of the store, the design of the store, but also there on the back end to support the stores and everything that they choose to do. All of our Giant stores are independently owned, so they are just like every other bike store out there, and they just sell Giant bikes only. So there is a lot involved to that. The events part of my job kind of entails everything from product launches, so whether it's a new bike that we're launching and bringing the media and the press to see those bikes, our demo fleets and tours that go around the country, our Crankworks events, and in our dealer launch events as well. So where all the dealers come along to see the new product for 2020 or 2021 going forward. So it is a two-pronged attack there. But I also do a lot of other stuff within the company. Social media, marketing. I liaise with the ambassadors and our pro athletes. And then I also manage, as a recent, the Giant Canada Off-Road Team, which is a junior race team based in Canada. And unfortunately, due to COVID-19, there's no events going on right now. But we hope that in the future, we will be able to support these young riders in the next step to becoming professional athletes or moving on to a bigger pro team in the future.
Yeah, which I think is important for the growth of the sport is to foster young athletes and to get them into it. I'll just dive into a couple things that you mentioned. So you worked and operated a bike shop and work with the independent retailers. The concept stores, I just have such a love for them. Obviously, Giant White Rock, Giant Langley, those two locations as well as Edmonton. I loved the look and feel. I love consistency. You know, I'm a big fan of retail experience and the overall look and feel. Is there a mindset that you take with someone that's going to open up a shop? Are you looking at the guts of their location first and then working backwards with either lots of space or limited space? I mean, it's an art form. So can you talk a little bit about the work you do in setting up a new shop?
Yeah. So the first thing before we even get to the point of view of opening a bike store. There's a lot of things that go into it. We work with a partner, first of all, in figuring out if it's the right solution for them. Is the demographic within the area, is the location of the store, is the income of the people in that particular area suitable to opening a single branded store? We obviously have guidelines from our global partners about how the bike store should look and feel, and anything from signage outside and so on. But again, we have to remember these are all independently owned stores. So what works in BC may not work in Calgary, may not work in Quebec. And then you're also working with the constraints of the size of the building, what you're allowed to do within the building, the budget that the store has as well, also for fitting out the store. So what I like to think about is, if it was my store, how would I like it to look? And that's not just, I don't mean like in an aesthetics point of view, I mean, how easy is it to shop within the store, the flow of the store, where the store makes the most amount of money? Is it in new product? Is it going to be in servicing? How much storage do they need? So taking all those elements and starting with that, then you start to look at locations with the owners of the store and give them advice on what will work, what won't work. And this is all from my own personal experience and from Steve Devontier's experience as well. So you're taking what you've learned over being in the bike industry for the last, say, 10 years, and then before that, working in retail environments as well. So you're taking what works there, and then you're trying to implement it into the amount of space that you have, the amount of product that the store wants to display, and so on. So it's not a simple find a location and build out a store. It's a 8 to 10 month process where you're back and forth with the owner of the store, the partner within the store. And it is a long process. I obviously advise what I think will work for that store. And then the owner comes back with his requirements, his or her requirements. And then from there, we start building. Once we start figuring out the layout of the store, we start looking at the product within the store, how it's going to be displayed, what fixtures they're going to use, what the overall look of the store that they want, and then what other elements they're incorporating into it, whether it's a cafe or a larger service section or a spin studio, or there's all these different elements. And then from there you build. And we're very hands-on, so myself and Steve, once the contractors have started doing the bones of the job and making it that perfect square white box, if you want to call it that, we come in and we personally help build the store out. So we're hands-on from the start. We have lived virtually within the store from the design element for 6 to 8 months. So we know exactly how things are going to work. And we also have this experience from fitting out stores, knowing, you know, what works and what doesn't work. So we help the store owner build out. And then from there, we start building the brand within the local region. So that's everything from how you're going to market the store, what's your consumer, how are you going to approach, you know, being involved locally within your community, both in the regular community and the cycling community. And then from there, it's up to the owner then to start working within the store and working within their business. Most of these people that get to the point of becoming a giant store already have experience within the industry. They either own a current store and they're converting that to a giant store, or they own a current store and they're opening a new store and it's going to be a giant store.
You know, the first time I walked into Giant White Rock, which again, when we look at it socio-demographically, is, you know, a little bit higher end, beautiful homes, we're Oceanside, some of them. That's a beautiful bike shop when you walk in, the way it's laid out. And Chris, general manager there, was very adamant about clean tags. Everything was beautiful. The shop was perfectly laid out. That's a special experience. And we say that, you know, you can't sell bike service online, but you also can't sell the customer experience about being there. And the health of the cycling industry, I think, hinges a little bit on the success and profitability of the bike shop and people wanting to come and browse. Now, we're in late April. There's not a lot of browsing going on due to COVID. But if you wanted to go and just nerd out on bikes and just feel something special, you know, the official Giant shops are just laid out and so awesome that you would just go and do that, nerd out on bikes in a cool environment. I think that's super cool. And with respect to the individual owners, they have such a wide range of bikes that they can sell. Like Giant and Liv truly offer something for every rider at every level. And I'm curious as to how your team kind of balances that under one busy workday.
Well, just to go back to using White Rock and Langley as an example, those two stores are immaculate when you go inside. Like Chris and his team, Tyson and the guys there, do an amazing job at presenting our product. And the location of both of those stores, I would say, is very mainstream. They're in a mall area where they're next to whether it's a lingerie shop or a soap store or like a you know, high-end electronics store. So the people that are walking into those areas are used to seeing your regular style store. They're not used to seeing what in the past would have been traditionally a bike store. So the presentation within White Rock and Langley is very clean, very crisp, very professional. The demographic of people, say, is within White Rock, you're looking at a lot of retired people. You're looking at a lot of people who are maybe into road riding because the conditions out there are great for road riding. You're looking at maybe not as much in the heavy mountain bike market. And you're looking at a high-end e-bike customer as well. So how you display bikes and what you focus on within certain stores is different. So within that store, we can get a full range of product. We have Giant, we have Liv, and we also have Momentum as well. And in recent times, White Rock and Langley have become our KDEX retailers. So again, showing that element of everything from the mom and pop bike to the kid's first bike to the high-end carbon fiber road bike. So they have to be able to display a huge range of product. And the only way you can do that is by dividing your store into sections, so making it easier to shop. And that's how we work with the retailers. You know, the guy who's coming in for the high-end TCR is not going to look at the women's flat bar e-bike, say, for example. So you need to make that person, make it as easy as possible for them to shop within the environment. So, you know, having, you know, bikes grouped together that are of certain segments or categories, having precise information on the bikes. So, you know, anything from a bar tag to a price tag to any kind of POP or call out that you're having. And then having it presented in an environment that the customer feels comfortable. So that's, as I said, anything from the high-end road rider to the mom and dad buying the first bike for their kid. And White Rock and Langley do that exceptionally well. You look at a completely different market, say in Toronto, where it's heavily focused on high on mass volume of bicycles in larger environments. So like cost per square foot, say in outer Toronto is going to be less than it would be in downtown Vancouver. So having that ability to have more space allows us to create more categories, more stories for retailers to sell product. So every store is completely different, and that's why they don't all look cookie cutter. They don't all look like an Apple store. They don't all look like a Starbucks, because each environment is different. And then also the owner of the store has 100% control over how they want to present their product. We just advise them. So it's an interesting job.
We're late April now. Bike shops are having to develop different customer experience pathways, from one-on-one shopping experiences to the online curbside pickup. You know, are you seeing some success stories, some different things that are working well, and sort of that advice you'd have for, you know, giant retailers as they navigate this fun time?
Yes, I have to. I have to first start by saying this is a very unusual time for everybody within the industry. And there is different restrictions within certain parts of the country. So it is very difficult to give a blanket response to this is what you should do, or this is how this is how things should work. Take, for example, you talk about Giant Vancouver as a store. It's in downtown Vancouver. There is social distancing within BC and Vancouver. But it's not as heavily restricted as it would be, say, in Quebec or Ontario. So just going back to Vancouver real quickly, where that store is located, it's in a heavy traffic, foot traffic area. As you said, it's next to Lamborghini stores. It's next to large outdoor retailers. It's next to Lululemon. It's next to Kit and Ace, all these brands and stores that allow people to experience high-end shopping. And that's what people are used to right now. You know, they're used to going to H&M. They're used to going to all of these high-end retailers and seeing product displayed well in a large, bright environment. First of all, when you walk into the store, that's the first thing that impacts you. But the bottom line here is that can all be amazing and your store can look great. But if you don't have the right staff and the right way for people to deal with consumers and making them feel comfortable, that's game over. So, you know, you got to think of things. And I always harp back to this when I'm talking to retailers is 50% of the people in this world are female. And traditionally, bike stores may not have been catered towards the female market. But women are used to shopping in an experience, as I said, like a H&M or Lululemon, where they go in and they're greeted nicely and they're welcomed within the store. And then they're treated with respect and people talk to them about the product and either educate them or find out their exact needs and help them to do that. That's a key element that goes forward into current situation with COVID-19, how you deal and how you communicate with your customer. And that's what the customer wants. At the end of the day, the customer wants a good buying experience. They're buying something or purchasing something for the experience. If they didn't want that experience, they could just order a bike online and it comes to their house in a box. You know, that's your, it's the purchasing experience. Now that's being made difficult due to COVID-19. So you have to learn to evolve and adapt. And we're speaking on a daily basis to our retailers. We reach out to our retailers looking for tips and stories of how they're coping with it. And currently, just for our own giant retailers, we just released last week, or should I say this week, some tips from our dealers to share to other dealers on how they're dealing with the current restrictions. So it's everything from online sales, whether you're sharing your product and your stock with us on our giant store website. So that's allowing me to purchase a bike directly from that giant store off our website. So again, supporting the retailer in selling bikes off their floor. Or if you order a bike that they don't have, it comes directly from our warehouse to their store. They can build it up and then you can curbside pick it up. Or like we're seeing with stores like Giant Vaughan and Giant Toronto, they actually are delivering the bikes to the retailer. So you're now continuing to have this retail experience and this hands-on feel as such, but it's in a different dynamic, you know? And that's the thing, it's like we have to all evolve. The bike industry is I see it as it's an amazing industry at evolving. You know, we see new technologies changing all the time and so on, 29ers or full long travel bikes, e-bikes, so on. It's always evolving. So this is just a different element of us evolving. It's just the way we sell our product now. But again, it always has to go back to the customer experience. So, you know, helping that customer with this step one, step two, step three, you know, figuring out, getting them on the bike. And then from there, they get to feel the experience of riding a bike. And that's the bottom line here. Everybody wants to feel the experience of riding a bike. It's the mental aspect of it. It's the health aspect of it. And that's what you're selling. You're selling an experience. Giant Bicycles are selling an experience of riding a bike and the joys that come with it.
Podcast is caffeinated by Roasty Coffee Company, a small batch coffee roaster and cafe in Short Park, Alberta. They now offer free home delivery in the Edmonton area and free shipping Canada-wide on orders over $36. Check them out at roasty.ca. That's roasty.ca and order yourself some. So thanks, guys, for keeping us caffeinated.
We'll just kind of navigate here into a few other areas because, you know, Giant is obviously one of the few brands that controls the manufacturing process. How does the customer benefit from some of those processes?
I think firstly, we have to start at Giant as a company has firstly been a manufacturer. So we started in 1972 manufacturing bicycles. For leading brands at the time, it was Schwinn and some stuff that was going into Walmart and a bunch of other US retailers when the boom happened in the mid 70s for bicycles. And that's everything from BMX bikes to what were mountain bikes at the time, which evolved into mountain bikes, but cruisers and so on. So that was where we started. So we started as a manufacturing company. So that's everything from raw materials, so aluminum, steel, you know, building those factories. So having the raw materials coming from our own personal factories, going to our manufacturing plants and being made into bikes, and then those bikes being shipped around the world to different brands and such. And then in the mid 80s, we started to think about creating our own brand. We'd seen what other companies were doing. And that's where the Giant Bicycle brand came from. So that kind of evolved roughly from being a manufacturing company. So what that means for the bottom line for the consumer is There's no middleman when it comes to Giant making a bike. So we own the raw materials factory, we own the manufacturing plant, and we own the bicycle brand. So what that means for the end consumer is we can sell product at a price that is awesome for the end user. You know, it allows us to offer an amazing value for money for our product. And that's kind of the bottom line. We're pioneers in advanced technology. So everything from carbon manufacturing in the mid to early 80s, the first guys to do that, first production bikes in carbon fiber. And then, you know, development of geometries and suspensions and so on. We've been kind of at the forefront of certain things that we do. So what we're doing is we're taking this vast amount of experience that we have in manufacturing and then just giving the consumer a product that is of high-end quality at really good pricing as well.
In the work that I have done with some of those giant shops, I hang out a lot and just kind of listen for overall feedback, and people come in and say, wow, I can get all this bike for this much. This is crazy. How do you do it? But, you know, we'll look at, we'll kind of dive into some of the smaller items, like, you know, cool new accessories that are launched and on the website currently. I'm just thinking the clutch crank and some of those other things. Was there customer feedback or a need that you uncovered that brought you down that pathway? How does that work with those innovations, you know, with suspension and frame innovations? How do you get feedback? Is it from your pro teams, or how does that come to be where new product offerings are coming out into the market? What guides you and influences some of that?
Well, first of all, the company is divided into many different aspects in regards to the product being bike product, the gear product, whether it's like you're talking about clutch tools, crank tools, so on, and then the gear, the clothing product end of things, and helmets and shoes and so on. So each product department has a team, and the team is what helps develop the product. So if we take the clutch tool system, for example, that program would have started maybe 3 or 4 years ago with the introduction of, you know, us seeing what's happening within the industry and using our in-house engineers or in-house designers with feedback from what we call our product team. So the guys who are on the ground testing product and making sure that it's applicable for that market. So it starts as a process. Somebody comes up with an idea. They're talking, say, as the crank tool, say, as an example. So we have to manufacture a tool that fits inside. We need to manufacture and come up with solutions to how that fits into the crank set. And then we have to go and build it and test it and so on. So it is a long process. That product came out middle of last year to the dealer, and then obviously went to retailer, obviously around kind of August and so on. So that's been a highly successful product for us. And that's just taking issues that mountain bikers have, which is carrying tools. And we've seen all the other brands, and they put it in the steerer tube, or they have it in a top cap or in a bottle cage and so on. And it's just coming up with a different way of doing that. And that's kind of the evolution of a tool as such as a product. So what we're doing is just trying to come up with solutions that we feel work well. And then because we're that large company, we have the ability to manufacture these products and have them at great value for money. The clutch tool has been hugely popular for us, whether it's the crank tool, the steer tube, or the handlebar ends. And that, again, is something that a giant retailer sells within their store. And it means that we can give a full product availability for them.
Well, one of my clients, United Sport and Cycle, was very proud to launch that they were carrying Giant products and Kadex as well. And Jason Gay, bike shop manager there, was obviously with another bike shop before that and had familiarity with the brand. Talked a lot about the hospitality feel of a bike shop, which I think is, again, so important. And things are hopping for all bike shops countrywide, which I'm grateful for. I think there's a lot of wonderful people that love, you know, cycling culture. And I think a brand, you know, Giant, Live, Momentum, Kadex that have technology, but understand the complete rider life cycle from the little kid to the older rider that needs a little bit of an e-boost. And Giant is able to do that. Like I said, my home stable of bikes is continuing to grow with Giant products. So Paul, how can people, you know, learn more about, you know, kind of what's coming up with Giant, follow the riders and teams when races get back into things? How can people stay connected to you guys?
Well, obviously the Giant website is a key way to find out about our product as giant-bicycles.com. But our Facebook and our social media is pretty proactive. So like everything from, you know, updates of what our riders are doing, new product. And then this new key element that we're seeing evolving out of the COVID crisis is for us, what we're doing is trying to connect with the dealer or try to connect with the consumer in regards to, you know, your mental health and your physical health. And it's not about selling bikes now. It's more about, you know, checking in with people, you know, talking about getting active, staying fit and live the best life that you can. So we've currently just launched something called Ride for Your Health, which is an element in within our website. And it evolves around a bunch of things, but it's about, you know, keeping fit and healthy, you know, keeping your well-being, you know, training through these times, whether you're restricted in the amount of activities you could do outside, and just kind of trying to be prepared for when things get back to normal, that you're in a fit physical and mental state. That's on our website, Ride for Your Health. It involves everything from Zwift rides to, you know, little training tips that you can do inside your own home. And then, just, you know, stories from our ambassadors who are also going through the exact same thing that you are going through. Just because they're professional athletes doesn't mean anything's different to them. They're stuck in their house or they can't travel distances. They can't go to races. So their dynamic has totally changed. So that's something that we're really proud of working on right now. And it's the next evolution of what's happening at Giant. Other than that, new product is constantly coming out. We globally launched a new bike, the TCR Advanced. And that's going to launch in Canada on May 5th to the public. So there is new product lines coming out constantly. We're always working on evolving the product line, whether it's in mountain, whether it's in e-bike, whether it's in gravel. And these are all areas of the market that are growing hugely right now. So it's always evolving and there's always new product coming out. So keeping your eye on social stuff, keeping your eye on our websites and so on is a great way to find out what's happening with Giant. The other thing I will say is our retail partners are the front line. So these are the guys who, you know, is the first person you should talk to when you're talking about what's the next bike I want. They have years and years of vast experience. They know all the products, you know, what might be right for you, what might not work for you. What's your end goal here? Like from regardless to picking a bike, your fitness goals, your mental goals and so on. So always remember that the bike store should be the first place you go. The internet is awesome and you can learn lots of things and look at figures and so on. But speaking one-on-one with somebody in a bike store who is passionate about the product, who's passionate about bike riding, is a key element. And then that's where you should start your search and your journey. From there, you can do your additional research online and so on. But the bottom line is get into the bike stores when you can, depending on your region right now. But getting into the bike stores and supporting your local retailer, supporting your local community. And that's the key element here. It's awesome that you can order your bike online and so on, but it's also awesome that you can go in and support people in your community who are giving back, whether it's, you know, ride clubs or, you know, supporting local kids programs and so on. So that's the bottom line, is your first point of call should always be the bike store. Like you said, that's your Cheers, that's your local bar, that's your hangout.
Honestly, big shout out to all the bike shop owners. I would have probably walked out of the store with a TCR without the ability to ride a bike with that geometry, and would have probably just put the bike on the rack and left it. But I was guided to the right fit, ended up with, you know, Defy, a little bit more relaxed geometry. We'll have links in the show notes for Ride for Your Health. I encourage everyone also to check out the Revolt. You know, again, touted as the only gravel bike you'll need, beautiful bike, and the whole lineup is great. Paul, thank you so much for being on the call. It sounds like the puppy wants to go for a walk on your end, and I think my kids got home, so we'll take them for a bike ride. Bike rides with a 3-year-old in the bike trailer is more just like a mobile nap time. My daughter falls asleep within 30 seconds, and so we slow down the ride and take in the scenery. But Paul, thank you so much for being on the call today.
Thank you so much. Stay safe.
Big thanks to Paul for being on the show.
Hope to have Dean Kendall up next, or at least in the future. He's a guy who's the Prairies rep for Giant Canada. Pretty cool dude. Love talking bikes with him. Up next, however, is Mia Constantino. And she works at a local bike shop here in town. She works at United Sport and Cycle. Started cycling when she wanted to go from just running, ultra running, to try, and was given sort of a collection of parts to build a bike. And so her first experience with cycling was building her first bike. So she was all about cycling and wrenching and doing the whole thing. Now she's Retool Fit certified, and we jammed quite a bit on Bike Fit, which was super cool and was a little unexpected, but I definitely wanted to highlight, obviously, her work. Females in cycling is an ongoing theme here at the podcast. Certainly when we talked about Bike Fit, conversation got pretty cool. So thanks everyone for your feedback and for tuning in, for subscribing on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and certainly iTunes Podcasts. A lot more coming down the hopper. We've got a few more episodes to dive into, continuing to record more. I'm just going to release a ton of them all at once so we can catch everybody in bike season. So hope all staying safe, and we'll talk soon.